Well, so it happened. It's over. It's officially over, done. The Nets era of basketball that we've been talking, I guess, if you will. Robin Lundberg here for Talking Nets. Keith Hudson. We'll all get together tomorrow for a full reaction. But Kevin Durant has been traded. The news breaking, I don't know, 1 a.m., something like that. I don't remember if it was Shams or Woj. I think it was Shams. But more or less, the Nets are shipping Kevin Durant to the Phoenix Suns, his preferred team, it seems like, for a package including Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, 4 first-round picks, Jay Crowder. I'm sure all this will get worked out. I don't think the Nets are probably done dealing with a move like this because they have so many wings on the roster right now. But I got to say, there's two parts to this. Number one, you know it's coming. How epic a failure it was, the biggest disaster in sports history, in New York sports history, all those things. And you can't front, you can't hide from that. It absolutely was a disaster. It is a failure. I mean, that's a fact. I mean, I guess it's not a fact in the sense that you could be nuts and argue otherwise and claim this is a subjective thing, but it is. One playoff series win. And as far as KD goes, I'm a little bummed that he didn't want to ride it out and get through the rest of this year. But overall, the Nets still had one of the best players of all time on the team. I'm not going to hold grudges against any of these guys. Obviously, he's doing what he thinks is best for him. His allegiance to Kyrie, his tie to Kyrie, does seem a little stronger than would be rational. Not that he's going with Kyrie here, but just the fact that the Kyrie domino led to the KD domino, so on and so forth. I guess he assumed this couldn't be a championship team, probably wasn't going to be a championship team. Now he's going to a place teaming up with Devin Booker, Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton to try and win a championship. So best of luck, I suppose. Then there's the Nets side of it and where we're at. I would say the best thing about this is the Band-Aid was ripped off, right? Like, we kind of felt, all right, let's piece it together, get to the summer, then you might trade KD. Well, KD got traded. It's over. It's done. So this is your Brooklyn Nets. Well, at least until the trade deadline, and we'll get to the reaction then. The thing is, I'm not going to sit here and be depressed. I'm not going to sit here and bemoan the status of this team. It's not the worst thing in the world. They've got a fun young core. They've got some draft picks. At least they can begin anew. At least it's a fresh start. The thing that bothers me the most is that I got to get a new jersey for my son because I took him to that Wizards game. I forget when that was. It was the Nets playing the Wizards at Barclays. And I took him there and I saw the jersey in the front. And I just saw the look on his face. It was a KD Basquiat white joint. And I had to get it for him. And I knew it was a big risk. I knew it was a big risk. Now I got to tell him about it tomorrow. I got to promise to buy him a new jersey. So I got to buy two jerseys when I should have just bought one. I got a cool, the blue ABA Durant one I can't ever wear again now. I got to get a new jersey. That's two jerseys. Cam Thomas price is going up. I'm the captain now. But when you look at the Nets, you do have Cam Thomas, who just was the youngest player in history to score 40 points in 3 straight games. That's good. You do have Nick Claxton, who is not a scorer by any means, but obviously a developing young big, versatile young big. That's good. And they've got a lot of good players. I mean, Bridges is a good player. They're getting back. Johnson's a good player. They're getting back. Dorian Finney-Smith, a good player. They're getting back. Spencer Dinwiddie, a good player. They're getting back. In addition to Claxton and Cam Thomas and Edmund Sumner and some of the other guys who have contributed. I mean, the hopes of a championship are no longer there. There's not a superstar. I can't be delusional. But I think it's a playoff team. I think it's a playoff team with now a future. With a future. What this means for Sean Marks, that remains to be seen. Obviously, what it means for Joe Tsai, nothing. He's the owner. I'm sure they're going to spin it all positive and starting afresh, starting anew. I bet you there are some sighs of relief in that building, to be quite quite frank. But you can't avoid it. An epic disaster, an epic failure. With that said, do you want to keep wallowing in the epic disaster and the epic failure, keep mortgaging the future, or do you want to move forward? And the Nets and KD, I suppose, decided to move forward. So that's the only choice in front of anyone. I understand fans are going to be upset. Some fans may say they're not fans anymore. And then I believe other fans will embrace the new team, the new identity, the new direction. I love their coach, Jacques Vaughn, one of the most likable human beings in the entire world. I have no doubt that he will coach this team up. I think it will be a good competitive team. Not a title team, a good competitive team, but one with a future. We'll see what the next moves are. Obviously, everybody wants to see Ben Simmons traded. I don't know if that's possible, but that's what everybody's going to want to see. I don't think anyone wants to see Joe Harris anymore. Seth Curry, does he really fit the timeline here? Maybe they need another shot creator at this point. Nevertheless, a new era of Brooklyn Nets basketball started. And if we're being really real, this new era, all things considered, can't be worse than the era that just ended. We'll have a full Talking Nets coming for you. Reaction to the Kevin Durant trade, obviously, the full reaction, full scope of it. The reaction to any other moves the Nets make at the trade deadline. But Kevin Durant has been traded. 7-Eleven done. Scary hours done. Cam Thomas, you're the captain now.